Song 5. Leader of the Pack. True or false? Circle T if it is true. F if it is false according to the lyrics. 1. Betty is wearing Billy's ring. 2. My folks told me Jimmy was bad. 3. Jimmy cried and kissed me goodbye. Dictation. Listen to the tape and write down what you hear. 1. She's going out with him. 2. I'll ask her about it. 3. It must be fun riding with him. 4. Are you picking me up after school today? The story behind the song. Various kinds of youth gang violence in the United States of America has appeared in many movies and songs since the 1950s. The Wild One was a movie that featured a motorcycle gang whose leader was played by the young actor Marlon Brando. Juvenile delinquents was the name given to teenagers who were in trouble with the law for minor and serious crimes. Sometimes groups of neighborhood friends were mistaken for criminal gangs. Urban young people whose families came to New York from Puerto Rico and their local rivals were romanticized in the movie West Side Story. That musical's gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, fight each other in big group dances. Movies in the 1980s and 1990s often focused on drug-selling youth gangs in big cities, often African-American or Latino. Yet a movie that appeared in late 2002, The Gangs of New York, is about native-born and Irish troublemakers in the 1840s to 1860s. This movie reminded Americans that gang violence is nothing new in the nation's history or limited to any particular ethnic groups. In the song Leader of the Pack, a girl sings about the motorcycle gang leader whom she loves. Perhaps the pack is the name that the gang chose for itself, like a pack of wolves or dogs. Like animals, they are seen by the singer as violent and lawless, but strangely attractive, even beautiful. Soon after the song became popular, there was a parody of it called Leader of the Laundromat, in which the beloved leader dies in a garbage truck accident. The song was a popular girl group song, sung by young women who dressed alike, singing in harmony behind a charismatic lead singer. The group was called the Shangri-Las, named after a mythical mountainous land in a 1930s movie, Lost Horizon. Other girl groups included the Ronettes, the Bluebells, Martha and the Vandellas, and perhaps the most famous, the Supremes. They often sang of yearning, heartbreak, and impossible love. Many young women bought their records because they understood and identified with the sentiments. Many young men bought their records because they wished they had pretty, devoted, loving girlfriends just like them. Exercise. 4. Listen to the tape and fill in the blanks. A lot of movies and songs which deal with young gang violence have been made in the United States since the 1950s. In this song, a girl falls in love with the motorcycle gang leader, who may be violent and lawless, yet somehow attractive to her. This song was sung by the girl group called the Shangri-Las, named after a mythical land in a movie Lost Horizon. There were other girl groups singing of yearning, heartbreak, and impossible love. Both many young men and women bought their records because the women identified with the sentiments and the men wished they had pretty, devoted girlfriends just like the Shangri-Las.